This weekend, an exhibition by the remaining member, A.A. Bronson, opens at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago. It's called Negative Thoughts, and the show focuses on themes of life and loss in the age of AIDS. I had the chance to speak with A.A. Bronson last week and asked him how General Idea got started.
Really, it was one big accident. We all moved into a house together just after school, 1968, 69, leaving school, moved into a house together. And it was a house on a shopping street that had been a very trendy street for a while in Toronto. And this house had been made into some sort of boutique and was now back to being a house again. But it retained its shop window and its storefront look. So we began making fake storefronts or fake shops in order to entertain ourselves because we were all quite unemployed. And one day we would make, for example, there was a nurse's residence two doors away. And one day we found stacks and stacks of nurses' romance novels thrown in the garbage down the street. So the next day we opened a bookstore specializing in nurses' romances. Only there was always a little sign on the door that said, back in 5 minutes.
Permanently?
Permanently.
Did you work as one from the start?
Very much so. I mean, that's sort of what's interesting, because there was no pressure to be a group, and there was no pressure to develop some sort of cohesive theoretical framework or whatever. We were just fooling around. So through that medium, we really developed a skill of consensus is what it came down to. I think that was really the primary thing we learned from that first period.
Did one of you have a certain kind of role as the sort of peacemaker and another one of you was the wild-eyed visionary, or did you trade roles back and forth?
I think we all three were rather visionaries. We're all very strong characters, and all three of us extremely stubborn, which made it that much more interesting. It was very balanced sort of triumvirate. And we had a policy. We developed a policy very early, which was rather than fight, if we can't come to a consensus, we put the idea on the shelf, come back to it in a year or two.
I mean, were the frustrations that you experienced about a creative vision being diluted, or was that part of the thing, or was it just you get tired of working with the same people?
Our vision was pretty melded. In fact, I think what happens over a long period of time when you're working as a group like that is you become, in a sense, one mind, one organism. You become like one being, you know, with three heads and six hands and 6 feet. And so our vision was never a problem. The problem was only something like so-and-so's not doing their share of the work or that sort of thing. You know, the really petty things are the things that could tear something like that apart.
And in 1994, both of your partners died of AIDS?
That's right, yeah.
The show you have now, Negative Thoughts, is really about the dissolution of this beautiful partnership?
Well, in a way, I went through a long process after my two partners died in 94 of trying to think, how could I work? How could I continue? I couldn't continue as a General Idea. It was no longer a collaboration. On the other hand, I was very much part of that history, and it was difficult to detach myself and do something altogether different. And what I ended up going back to was their actual deaths and the experience of those deaths and what that actually was for me. And the exhibition really explores some of that, along with presenting some of the very last works that General Idea did as well.
How is the process of working all alone different than the 25 years you spent working as a threesome?
It's strange, you know, because I had lots of group skills, but I had no individual skills. Once they died, I didn't know how to make a decision on my own. It was very peculiar. The other thing is that being an extended organism thing, I began to realize it quite quickly, because after 25 years together, for example, Jorge was the one who read the movie reviews. And he always knew what movies were on and who had said what about what movies. And so everybody else gradually over time gave up reading movie reviews. And suddenly I no longer knew anything about movies. And there were a lot of stupid little things like that. And one of the things was just I had no way of making decisions. I was used to a very complex process of making decisions, and it was, in a sense, gone. So as a sort of infill or temporary process, I began just imagining what Jorge would say or what Felix would say about such and such a thing as I was trying to process it. And then gradually I sort of stepped back from that and just waited for something to be apparent as being the thing I should do. And that's the way I've proceeded, which means I work extremely slowly. But at a certain point, something seems to just form, fully formed in my mind, and that's it. That's what I do.
Do you feel, looking back now, with some distance from General Idea, now that it has not existed as General Idea for 7 years, that you sacrifice something by being part of such an absolutely integrated group?
No, it's actually the other way around, that I feel like it was such an amazing life experience. It was really, I feel very lucky to have had such an incredible 27 years together, going, you know, all over the world and doing amazing projects, and some of them totally ludicrous if you first hear about them, but it led me through incredible life experiences. And so I really feel that if I had died with them, I could die feeling that I'd had a very productive life. So I was blessed to have that 27 years.
Thank you, A.A. Bronson, for being with us today in Studio 360 to talk about this phenomenal 25 years of teamwork that you experienced.
Thanks.